Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray to our God, our Maker. Father, we say thank you to you this day. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning after going to bed yesterday. We thank you, everlasting God, that indeed you have been keeping us. You have fortified us. You have not allowed us to be a prey in the mouth of the predator. You say, thank you. We bless you, Lord, for your light that shines upon our path. For Jehovah God, you have not allowed us to fall into the pit of the enemy. For everlasting Lord, we bless and we honor you. In the name of our Lord Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts. For the souls that have been won, for all manners of testimonies that have come as a result of this broadcast, and we say glory be unto your name. Daddy, as we gather again today, we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word that we need to hear today, let us hear it in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to thank God for your lives. I thank God for that which the Lord is doing in your life. The Almighty God will perform His wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be sharing the word what I titled, Assessing His Presence. Assessing the presence of the Almighty God. The Almighty God will not deny you His presence. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you and every member of your household will never do anything that will cause the Almighty God to take His presence away from you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Esther chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 5. Esther 5, 1 to 5. Till now it happened on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace, across the king's house, while the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house, facing the entrance of the house. So it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther went near and touched the top of the scepter. And the king said to her, "What do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom." So Esther answered, "If it pleases the king, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I have prepared for him." Then the king said, "Bring Haman quickly, that he may do as Esther has said." So the king and Haman went to the banquet that Esther had prepared. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There we can see there that Esther was able to access the presence of the king. In this instance, we can liken the king to the Almighty God. And there are key things I want us to know from this passage for you to be able to access the presence of God. The Bible tells us there that Esther put on a royal robe. So that means that there might be certain royal robes for us to wear in order to access the presence of God. And what is this royal robes? We can see that in the book of Psalm 24, reading from verse 3. He said, "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord?" That's David asking. "Or who may stand in his holy place?" And in verse 4, he said, "He who has a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully." Can you see that? Say, who has a clean hand? Can I be said to have a clean hand? Our heart pure? If the heart is not pure, the heart is defiled. The hand is unclean. That hand that you use to steal, that hand that you use to defraud, is it clean? You can't use that same hand to come to the Lord. That heart that is so defiled that the only thing that you think of is what is evil, you cannot access his presence. See, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol? Are you having an idol? Your idol is anything that you have elevated above our God. Brothers and sisters, for you to be able to access his presence, you have to put on that robe of a clean hand, that robe of a pure heart, that robe of a soul that has not been lifted to an idol. The Almighty God, in his infinite mercies, will grant you the grace to do away with every robe that will hinder you from accessing his presence, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Another thing that we can learn from that passage is that when you go to the Lord, you go to him believing that he can provide an answer. Esther went to meet the king here because she believed that the king is the one who can provide the answer to her problem. The Bible tells us in the book of Mark chapter 11, reading from verse 23. It says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." So when you go to the Lord, you go to him knowing that he can do it for you. He is a rewarder of all those who diligently seek him. As you seek him diligently, the Almighty God will answer your prayers in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will not turn his back to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. He will make the impossible possible for you. He will reverse the irreversible in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You go to God with reverence. You must be somebody who reverences the Lord at all times. The fear of God must be in your heart. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 64 verse 9, it says, "All men shall fear and shall declare the works of God, for they shall wisely consider his doing." All men shall fear this God. All men shall declare his word. Do you have the fear of God in you? Do you declare his word? Do you tell the world what God has done for you? Or you are keeping them to yourself? Why don't you let the world know the wonderful and the glorious things that the Lord has done in your life? Even you are living, that you are alive today is a great testimony. You have not done anything. There are many people who are even more prayerful than you. There are more people who are even more committed to the work of God. And yet God, in his infinite mercies, he has spared your life. Why don't you thank him? Why don't you praise him for that which he has done for you? Thereby so doing, you continually have access to his presence in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, for you to access his presence, you must approach his throne rightly. When you approach his throne rightly with the right mind, you get that blessing that God has ordained for you. In Psalm 24 verse 5, it says, "He shall receive blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from God of his salvation. The Lord will bless you as you approach his presence. He will bless you abundantly. He will bless you in the daytime. He will bless you at nighttime. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will never seek this God in vain. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we need to know is that you worship him. In accessing his presence, you need to worship this God. The Bible tells us in John chapter 4, John 4 reading from verse 23 to 24. He said, but the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You must worship him in spirit and in truth. You cannot pretend to be worshiping him. God is not man. He cannot be mocked. He sees your heart. He can x-ray your heart. So when you are worshiping this God, brothers and sisters, make sure you do so with all your heart. And as you do so with all your heart, the Almighty God will begin to move on your behalf mightily in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You see, when you are in the presence of God, it gives you a blank check. You can see what happens there. In that Esther chapter 5, verse 3, see, and the king said to her, what do you wish? Whatever you want, just tell me, Queen Esther, what is your request? It shall be given to you without even knowing what she wants. So whatever you request, it will be given to you, even up to half my kingdom. If you want, I'm ready to give it to you. So brothers and sisters, this is an ordinary man who is making such a promise. How much more our God, the loving God, the caring God, the one who made us, the one who created us, the one who cares for us, the one who knows the number of ears that we have on our head. Why don't you trust in this God? Brothers and sisters, when you access his presence, he is ready to give you a blank check. And indeed, the Lord will give you that blank check. That which you ask of him today, the Almighty God will answer you. He will answer you. He will bring them into manifestation in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every obstacle that wants to stand in your way, the Almighty God will remove them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. But brothers, also we need to know that we must seek the Lord when he can be found. We must seek him when he can be found. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Do not procrastinate. Do not delay serving God. Do not delay worshiping him. Do not delay praising him. Do not delay that testimony. Brothers and sisters, the more you delay, the more you are moving away from the presence of God. I pray that the Almighty God will deliver you from every spirit of procrastination in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to seek him when he can be found, the Almighty God will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus. But when you want to be in his presence, you can't be somebody who abhors hatred to another person. You cannot afford to do that. In the book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 to 10, he says, if we confess our sins, say we are just and be faithful, he will forgive us and cleanse us of all our sins. The Almighty God is ready to cleanse us of every sin that we have committed. Is ready to purify us. And indeed, he will purify you in the name of Jesus. He said, 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. He said, he who says is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. No cause. He said, but he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness, and does not know where he's going, because the darkness has blinded him. The darkness will not blind you in the name of Jesus. Even as you have heard this word of God today, I want you to retrace yourself. I want you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so that you may remain in His presence all the days of your life, that the blessings that He has ordained for you, you may be able to partake of it. And God will help you, Lord. So wherever you are today, if you are not sure that you have a relationship with this God, why don't you just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, the Almighty God will be with you. He will keep you. He will guide you. He will protect you. He will make way for you where there are no ways. In the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.